Father. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Make some noise in his house. Hallelujah. He needs to be praised. Hallelujah. He desires and inhabits your praises. Hallelujah. Has he done anything for you this week? Well, that deserves some praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. He has blessed and kept us yet another week. Hallelujah. Near the end of August. Hallelujah. The 238th day of the year. Tell somebody I'm still here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Still here. Because we could have been in the number that was called through the week. Hallelujah. But God looked over our condition. And bid it I go the moments to go on just a little while longer. Hallelujah. And he has brought us back together one more time. Not because we want to be here. It's ordained that you be here. Glory be to God. And God made a way. Hallelujah. So we glorify him. We magnify his holy name. Hallelujah. You cannot praise him enough. Anybody breathing and he's still breathing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. If you're still breathing, you're supposed to be praising him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. So, if you're breathing, you don't have no excuse for not praising him. Hallelujah. Because if you go on us living the right way, you want none of us be able to praise him. Because everybody has sinned. Everybody have fallen short of his glory. Hallelujah. So we praise him for his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. That endure it to all generations. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor and praise to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And to our presider, Dr. Monica Lewis. And to her assistant, Elder Strong. And to all the other preachers in the house, we praise God for you. To all officers of the Church of God, we praise God for you as well. Everybody else are lay people, so we praise God for you too. Everybody's special, everybody's somebody. Everybody's precious in the sight of our God who has the supreme authority. Hallelujah. Everybody looks good. Hallelujah. Because God made you for his purpose. And he made us beautiful for our time. Hallelujah. And everybody is fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. So everybody in the sight of God looks good, and that's the only thing that counts. Hallelujah. Everything else, if it's not according to what God said, is a lie. Amen. Praise God. We glorify God. Oh, that it is. Honestly. What time is it?
Good news time.
God's word is good news. And it's good news. in this bad news world. So we come to bring you some good news. Hallelujah. You should find our text today in Romans 8, 28. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here, you are the spiritual man, mental man, physical man. Cast them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor. Send forth a word enriched in power and love and deliverance, victory, joy, peace. Send a word that cause us to be all that you have us to be and less of what we want to be. In the name of Jesus we pray. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, my strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. If it pleases the Lord, it won't be before you very long. But we will do whatever the Holy Spirit says. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Tell your neighbor, you know. The word has been around longer than anything. Okay. And it has not changed. Amen. Circumstances in this world that come about that changes other things that we rely on has no effect whatsoever on the Word of God. It has endured the time and the test of time. And it yet stands just as firm today as it did at the beginning. Hallelujah. God's word does not diminish. It just continues to increase. The scriptures that we read, we can read them over and over and over again, and that they never become bored, but always are enlightening us and enriching us and lifting us out of our points of depression and whatever else that we may have trying to tear us down. But you know, greater is he that is in us than that he that's in the world. You know that. Right. So ask your neighbor, so why don't you act like it? What good is knowing something if you're not going to use it? Okay. You might as well not know it, right? You know that the word said we can do all things. But we got to do it through Christ. Amen. So since you know that, why you try to do it without Christ? If we were do what the word tells us to do and said that seek ye first. We've been knowing that for years, haven't we? Is that not the first time we heard that scripture? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Well, why is it always last? You know he said, seek me first. He should be the first thing on our mind. Because why he should be the first thing on mind? He told you this also, you know it. He'll give you perfect peace. To all whose mind stay on him. The neighbor, why are you trying to do it without him? I think you're trying to prove that you are mightier than he is. Or else we will do what it says. You know that he would not have said it if you didn't need it. You know, children, you know you got to go back to school tomorrow. All right. So why are you regretting going? You already know you got to go. So why are you putting yourself under undue pressure, regretting that the day will come? And you know that you're supposed to be going for your help and for your future needs. You're preparing for a lifetime ahead that is yet to come. So why are you regretting that? You want to get there, but you don't want to take the things that you need to get there. You're trying to prepare yourself for not have to sleep out on the streets. Not to be incarcerated. Not to be at home. You're preparing yourself so that you and the Lord can make it. Hallelujah. You know this. So you need to do something about it. Romans 8:24 says, "For we are saved by hope." Right? But hope that is seen is not hope. You're hoping to be like somebody when you get older. You don't see that, so you're hoping for it. All right? But you got to make some preparations for the hope to come through. You got to do some things. For he said, for what a man seeth, why should he yet hope for it? You don't see it, but so you're going to have to wait for it. And do your best because things are changing. And don't get set on one particular thing because by the time you get there, it may not be there any longer. So you get a general education so that you can go either direction. And when you get closer to that time of you departing, like in college, then you can start specifying on one or two things. But why are you in elementary? Why are you in junior high or middle school? Why are you in senior high? You got to take all those courses. I heard Elder Green said, "You some of you gonna have to take the end of grade test in science." And everybody got to take science if you're in the school system. But most of the people said they don't like science. Well, they throw them cell phones away, throw them tablets away, throw those notebooks away. That's all science. And then while you're at it, you got to throw yourself away. Because you are science too. You are a living, walking, breathing, talking computer. Okay. Chemical factory. Pharmaceutical laboratory. Right, because you pop them pills, right? Get them needles. All those chemical actions are taking place in your body. So you find and learn something about what's going on. So you can better handle and treat that body. So you're hoping that you have good health. But if we hope for that we see not, then we were patient. We'll wait for it. So if you're hoping to be successful after you graduate, then you got to work toward that goal. Patient. Working. Because while we're in school, we think it's too long. You got to have patience and wait till you get to the next grade, one grade at a time. Unless you are one of the geniuses that they have every now and then. You come into the world knowing a whole lot of stuff. I think somebody, last one I saw, I think he was like 5 years old going to a college, university. Yeah, he know everything. But that's because God made him that way. And you know that God did it because no one else could do it. And I think one family, the whole family was that way. And one household, that is. Not all the way down the line, but that one household. Glory to God. So you hope for that. And likewise, we know that the Spirit also will help our infirmities. But you got to seek the Lord first. Okay. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then what? All other things will be added unto you. You know that if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desire of your heart. We know that, but we fail to delight ourselves in it. We fail to give him all our cares. We fail to praise him for everything we're going through. We fail to give him praise because knowing that he is my hope, he is my deliverer, he is my joy, he's my peace, he's my everything. We sing it. So that's why I know you know it. So he's my everything. We sing it, but afterwards, singing so long, we get happy on it and we go dancing. And sometimes we can't even stop the song. And then when you walk outside, somebody call your name and all that done gone. But you know, you're not supposed to act that way. The neighbor, why do you do it then? You know, the word said, in everything, give me thanks. Why? Because this is his will. The will of God in his son, Christ Jesus, concerning each of us. Okay. I can tell the people, you're not exempt. There is no exemptions. Each and every one of us are supposed to do what the word says do. You know. Hallelujah. That you are to rejoice in your tribulation. And you know that we'll say it's hard, but the word said, my yoke is easy, and my burdens are light. But we say, it's hard. And we'll say, this load is heavy to carry. I come to the conclusion by way of the Holy Spirit. The reason is hard, and the reason is heavy, because you're doing it on your own. You know you're part of how Jesus helping you, but you started off the day without him. You got in a hurry. And you forgot to wake Jesus up. So you left him sleeping in bed. And I ain't talking about that bed you lay down on. The bed in you. Hallelujah. You know that he said, I will never leave you. Nor will I forsake you. Yet you say, I'm all by myself. I ain't got nobody to talk to. But Jesus is right there and saying, here I am. If you need me, call me. I answer to everyone that asks, receive it. To everyone that seeks it, will find it. Hallelujah. And everyone that knock, the door is going to be open unto you. But you got to seek me. And you need to seek me early. Why I yet can be found. You know this. But we go all day long and don't even call his name. And the only time we knew we call his name is something happened to you, say, Lord, have mercy. You you know that you need to talk to him constantly? How else is your mind going to be stayed on him if you're not talking to him? How else is it going to be stayed on him if you're not talking about him? We talk about everything but him. We talk about Dr. Monica. We talk about Elder Strong. We talk about Sister Yvonne. We talk about Sister Deborah. We talk about Lynn and Ashley and all everybody else. We talk about everybody and everything but Jesus. The word said, go into all the world and be my witness. What am I supposed to witness? You know you probably witnessed in the gospel. That's what you're supposed to be witnessing about the gospel. But we forgot and picked up the wrong word. And so we witnessed about the gossip instead of the gospel. Tell your neighbor, it's the gospel, not the gossip. You know this. So why do we run people down every day instead of lifting them up? You know that he said, as the day approaches, think of ways that you can exhort one another. Don't pull them down. Glory to God. You know that the Spirit makes intercessions for us, because we don't even know what to pray for sometimes. But the Spirit does. And he'll make intercession for us to God and utter things to God that we can't even speak. And yet we're walking around here worrying. So even if you pray and don't pray what you need to pray, the Holy Spirit intercedes and do it for you. So you don't have to worry about nothing. You know, if you pray and worry, you might as well have not prayed. You know that if you have cast it to the Lord, it's supposed to be out of your hand. Out of your concern. And know that the Lord is doing it. And is doing it in his own time. And in his own way. You know this. You know he said, love your enemy. And pray for them that despitefully use you. The Lord, you know that the word said that blessed are ye. You be blessed when men revile you and shall persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. You know he said you're supposed to rejoice. So why don't I see people rejoicing? You tell me about your sad song and your song sad dance. But you ain't dancing about it. You're not rejoicing about it. You're standing for a pity party. You know, and I'm going to bring this on in. And we know. Okay. See, everybody's included. They say, we know. They include the speaker and all you. We. A pronoun. What is it that we know? We know that what we know is that what? All things. Every concern you got. Every hurt you got. Every obstacle that's in your way. Every supervisor that's rubbing you the wrong way. Everybody that gets on your nerves. All of this is working together. Okay. You might got it one at a time, but it's getting together. It's like you fixing your cake, you put your sugar in. You put your butter in. You don't pour it all in at one time. You got them in the hand. You break the eggs and you put them in. You put the flavor in and you put the, did I say butter already? You put that in there. And sometimes you just do a little stir before you start adding some more stuff in there. You put some milk in there and then you put some flour in there. And you mix it together. And how do you know that when you're mixing the stuff together, the egg get all broke all up? Sugar start melting down. Things become liquefied that was solid. You're going through something. But even in that, we're not supposed to be crying and moaning and groaning. We're supposed to be rejoicing because it's working together. I got to get it all together for it to work for me. Yes. Separate by itself won't do nothing for me. But I got to get it all mixed up and together so it can work for me. So sometimes it might hurt. But it's getting so it can help you. Anybody ever had a needle that didn't hurt? If it hurt, it ain't a little sting. But they had to get through your skin in order to get the medicine in you. And then once the medicine get in there and get in there with the other parts of your body, it start working together. And it's working for good to them. For good to them. Whatever's happening to you is for your good. To everybody that love God, is there anybody in the house that don't love him? Then it's working for your good, whatever it is. Hallelujah. To them who are called according to not your purpose, not the way you want it to happen, Because when it don't happen the way you want it to happen, we get mad with God, get mad with other people, get mad with yourself. All right. But it's according to God's plan. What he had designed and purpose for you in life. And what he needs to do in your life to get you from earth to glory. You ever thought if you didn't go through this and didn't go through that, you wouldn't make it in? But it said every one of us is going to have some trials. Every one of us is going to have some tribulations. You know this. And then we'll turn around and ask God, God, why? Why does this always happen to me? And God doesn't ask you because you already know. You know that in this life you shall have trials and tribulation. But in me, you know that this light affliction that we're going through is not even worthy to be compared to what we're going to receive on the other side. Hallelujah. This is just for a moment. Our suffering is only for a moment. But we're going to have eternal happiness and eternal joy and eternal peace. It's for God's purpose and for his glory. God desires to get some glory out of you, and only he knows how to get it out of you. You think you know, but God knows what it takes to get it out of you. And some of the things is working out, they're good to, so you can get the heaven, because you got some things in you that gonna keep you out of heaven. And God shows it up to you on the big screen so that you can work on getting rid of it. But we've been refusing to, Dr. Bottles, can we learn the lesson? And since we refuse to learn the lesson, we have it happening to us over and over and over again. But when you learn the lesson and pass the test, you can move on to the next level. You know this. So give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. And everything. We ought to be a dancing church. We ought to be a hand clapping church. We ought to be a noisy group of people. Hallelujah. God is forever doing great things in our lives. He's doing it for you. He's doing it for me. He does it in the morning. He does it in the afternoon. He does it in the evening. He does it in the night hour. God is my everything. God is my joy, my peace, my hope, my deliverance, you know.
So you know why it happened. You know why it's going that way. So stop getting mad with people because they're blessing you and not blessing you the way you want to be blessed. Let's just know and do. Gospel invitation extended to whosoever will, you may come. And one needing the Lord for whatsoever reason, now's your time to come.